Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, The Path to True Freedom, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. I have just read the New English Translation. Colin started meeting regularly with Dante for discipleship. At first, it wasn't easy. Dante encouraged him to dig deeper into the Word and to spend focused time in prayer each day. There were times Colin felt too busy or too tired, but Dante reminded him that discipleship requires commitment and discipline. Through these sessions, Colin began to see that many of his struggles were rooted in areas he hadn't fully surrendered to Christ. Dante explained that embracing the philosophy of the cross, a life of self-denial and obedience, was essential to true freedom. One day, Colin asked Dante how he managed to find freedom from his old habits. Dante explained that he found deliverance by continually choosing to die to his old self and letting the Spirit guide him each day. The more I embraced the cross, Dante said, the more I realized that freedom comes when I let go of my own desires and fully depend on Christ's strength. He shared Galatians 5, verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. As Colin embraced this cross-centered mindset, he began experiencing real change. He found a growing strength to overcome the temptations that once held him captive, and he learned that discipleship was a journey leading to true freedom through self-denial, obedience, and walking by the Spirit. Go into today with a renewed commitment to discipleship, remembering that the path to freedom in Christ requires letting go of self and taking up the cross. When you walk closely with Jesus, He empowers you to overcome the flesh and live out God's extraordinary plans for your life. Prayer, Lord Jesus, give me the grace to fully embrace the philosophy of the cross. Help me to grow as your disciple, walking by your Spirit and finding freedom in your truth. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms chapters 114 to 116. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms chapters 114 to 116.
Psalm 114.
When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back, the mountains leaped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, sea, that you fled? Why, Jordan, did you turn back? Why, mountains, did you leap like rams, you hills like lambs? Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water.
Psalm 115.
Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. Why do the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him, but their idols are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them. And so will all who trust in Him. House of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear Him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord cause you to increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to humankind. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to the place of silence. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 116.
I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me! The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul. For the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of those faithful to him. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I am your servant, as was my mother before me. You have loosed my bonds of affliction. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord. In your midst, Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.